This is Akashvani, the news read by Thing Biahui. India and the UAE yesterday signed 5 agreements in various areas including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. Today, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict. The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, along with External Affairs Minister Jaishankar. The GST Council has decided to slash goods and services tax, GST, on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The decision was taken in the 54th GST Council meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the meeting. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said the decision to reduce the GST rate on cancer drugs has been taken to bring down the cost of cancer treatment. She said the GST on selected snacks has also been reduced from 18% to 12%. The minister said funds given for research to universities established by the law of centre, state governments and those who have obtained income tax exemption are exempted from GST. GST Council has also decided to set up a group of ministers, GOM, on reducing tax rate on life and health insurance. She said the group of ministers on GST rate reduction on medical health insurance will submit its report by the end of October this year, and a meeting to be held in November will decide on the issue of rate reduction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes with the People's Padma. He added that the life journeys of the awardees have motivated countless people and their grit and tenacity are clearly visible in their remarkable work. In the spirit of making the system more transparent and participative, the government has been inviting people to nominate others for various Padma Awards. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic, TCC, in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. The TCC clinic is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Center, NDDTC, and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 at India Expo Mart in Greater Noida tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Semicon India 2024 is being organized from 11th to 13th September with the theme Shaping the Semiconductor Future. India will host the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation from September 11 to 12 in New Delhi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Rammohan Naidu said that India is aiming for regional aviation growth and sustainability. In hockey, defending champions India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.